Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for an all-new episode of The Cody Springer Show, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music Weekly. Ever since 2018, Cody has given you one of the most real and uncensored podcasts on the internet, talking about real-life issues, pop culture, sports, and everything in between. Welcome to The Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Hope everyone's doing good today. And it's May 3rd of 2021. This is episode number 99 of the Cody Springer Show. We are almost on 100 episodes of the Cody Springer Show. This is awesome, you know? And, well, I mean, I kind of had like some big plans for episode 100, but now I've been thinking about it. You know, why don't we do another best of the Cody Springer Show? You know, how about we do a best of edition of the podcast, you know, 100 episodes, you know, replay some of those classic moments from the Cody Springer Show. So episode 100, it'll be coming out here soon. It's going to be me kind of giving my thoughts on some of these great podcast moments that we've had over the course of 100 episodes. And I'd like to thank everyone for their continued support of this podcast, because I most certainly do appreciate it, guys. You know, I mean, your support of this show is what keeps it going, you know. There has been quite a few interviews. I haven't done a standard episode of the Cody Springer Show since April 14th. It's been a couple weeks since I've done a standard episode of my show, and quite a lot has went down since then. So I'm going to do some housekeeping items, so to speak, and talk about those before I dive into the main topics of my show. And I want to start off by talking about my big announcement. Yes, on April 19th, my son was born. He came into this world, and his name is Jackson. And, man, I'm telling you, like, being a father is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me, you know? And, you know, my son, you know, like I said on Instagram, I am going to do what I can, do everything in my power to make sure that Jackson has the best life possible. You know, I'm going to make sure that happens, you know. So, I mean, everything that I do for this podcast and, you know, and anything else that I get into, it is about providing for my son. You know, Jackson is my number one priority in life. You know, he's more important than any of this stuff, you know. But at the same time, this podcast does provide some kind of income for me. It's not a whole lot, but at the same time, you know, it's helpful, you know. It's some money coming in. Even though if it's not a lot, it's still something. So everything that I do from here on out, it's got to mean something, because, you know, right now it's not about me anymore. It's about my son, you know, providing the best possible life that I can for him. So, you know, and I do appreciate everybody's support on Instagram and all the love from my family and friends. It's just been awesome. You know, thank you guys. I have to also give a shout out to his mother, Crystal, who has been on the podcast before. She has just been awesome, you know. Taking care of our son, you know, and yeah, she's been awesome. You know, just seeing her take on that you know, the responsibility of being a mom, and she's handling it very well, in my opinion, you know, and I'm learning what I can as a dad, you know, I'm learning as I go. But I have to say, you know, I mean, even though it's a lot of work, it's rewarding, you know, and if any of you who are listening to this podcast who has kids, you know, you probably know what I'm talking about, you know. It's a lot of work, but in the end, it's worth it. You know, it really is. But, yeah, my big news, my son Jackson, and, well, who knows, maybe the next 10 years from now, Jackson might make an appearance here on the Cody Springer Show. You know, maybe the next 10 to 15 years, but we'll see. but yeah, man, I love my son very much.
It's time for a social media plug. Be sure to follow Cody on Twitter and Instagram at the Cody Springer. You can also like this podcast's Facebook, which is facebook.com/the Cody Springer Show. Now let's get back to the podcast.
All right, let's talk about the recent podcast guests who have come onto the show. Since the last standard episode that I did, I had Keith the Senior. I had him on the show on April 17th. We talked for about 35 minutes. Man, that was a really good interview. I really enjoyed talking to Keith. And, you know, I really think that he is in line for some great things. I really think so, you know, because he's just got a really gifted voice, you know, and you know, I sent out his music to a couple people who are friends of mine, and they really liked his stuff. So yeah, man, I think Keith the Senior is in line for some great things in the future. And you know, him and never not working entertainment, you know, I definitely think they're on to something big. So shout out to Keith the Senior. And then on April the 20th, I had Boy MBN. He was my first ever international interview that I did. He is from Newcastle, South Africa, and we had a really good conversation. Podcast went for almost an hour, and man, we had a great conversation. You know, we talked about a whole lot of different things. We talked about kind of like society, Black Lives Matter, racism, you know, systematic racism. And yeah, man, you know, we just had a really good conversation and talked about music, and then the Records Broken movement that he's a part of. And, you know, I appreciate them shouting me out. You know, I really do appreciate that. And then on April the 22nd, I had Nonchalantly Zay and Mac Montana back on my show. And, you know, I think that was a really good podcast, too. You know, it kind of gave us some insight on the bond that Nonchalantly Zay and Mac Montana have with each other. And, you know, they talked about their future in music and what they plan to do. And there was a little bit of a controversy that came out of this podcast, but I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit. But, you know, overall, pretty good podcast. You know, they talked about their new EP that they collaborated on called Brotherhood. You can check that out on SoundCloud. So, yeah, man, really dope interview. And then on April the 27th, I had Sean Schuyler come on the podcast. And me and Sean, we chatted for about 52 minutes. And we had a great conversation. You know, we talked about his career, some of the stuff that he's done, the touring that he's done over the last several years. And we talked about cryptocurrency, NFTs. And that was a really interesting conversation that we had. So, yeah, man, definitely check out the Sean Schuyler interview. And definitely check out Sean Schuyler's music. And then my most recent interview, that was several days ago. It was on April 29th. I interviewed Matt Hall of Inner Outlines. And me and Matt had a great interview. We chatted for about an hour, over an hour. And yeah, man, we had a great conversation. We talked about the band, the history of the band, how they came up with the name. And yeah, man, I mean, Matt is a great guy. He's a really nice guy. Check out Inner Outlines. And also check out Matt's Twitch streams. He's also a Twitch streamer, so yeah. And then Inner Outlines, though, they will be in front of a live audience again in August. So yeah, definitely check out those guys, and maybe I'll have some of the other band members on my show in the future. So definitely be on the lookout for that. So yeah. All great interviews that I did with these guys. They're all very talented individuals. Check them out, man. Check them out. All right, so now I have to address this little feud that happened between Boy MBN and Mac Montana. I don't know if you guys are in the know about it. You probably aren't. But Mac Montana, in the podcast, Mac and Zay put it out there that they are no longer doing free features. They're going to start charging artists for features, because they have to profit. They're independent artists, they're not signed to a label, so they gotta, make money independently. And I don't blame them one bit for doing this. I really don't. And then Boy MBN heard what Mac had to say about it, because Mac Montana brought up Boy MBN saying that he didn't want to work because, Mac charged him. And Boy MBN kind of took that as disrespect, saying that it was negatively affecting his image. And yeah, they had a spat on in during in Instagram messages, and I'm not gonna say what was in those messages, I'm just not gonna do that. But basically, it sparked a feud, And Mac Montana did call me on the phone. He called my cell phone, and he told me that he was gonna drop a diss track on Boy MBN, And I thought that diss track was coming, like, soon, but it has not dropped. I don't know what's going on with that. I know Boy MBN did drop a new EP. I think it's called The Big Bag Tiger, I believe it is. But yeah, like, I don't think Boy MBN put a diss track on Mac Montana in that EP. I'm not sure if he did or not. But, so basically, this is where we're at, I'm not taking any sides in this beef, to me, I respect them both. I respect their hustle as independent artists. I don't favor one over the other, So whatever they do against each other is what they do, I'm not going to take sides. I have respect for them both, and I appreciate them coming on my podcast and chatting with me and stuff like that. And I hope that I can continue that working relationship with Mac Montana and Boy MBN for years to come, because I think they're both have something very much to offer to music. So therefore, yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing, like, the culture of hip hop, like, whenever, there is a feud like this, diss tracks are a part of it. And I don't know if it's gonna get to that point, I'm not sure. I mean, if it does, it does, But yeah, I mean, if they just keep it to the music, then I think it'd be actually a positive thing. I definitely think it would give them more buzz, and hell, me talking about it, it's gonna make you guys kind of check out their music and try to find out more about what happened. So yeah, man, I mean, that's just where it's at right now. But yeah, man, go support Mac Montana, go support Boy MBN. All right, Jake Paul is the next thing I got to get into, because I said several weeks ago on my podcast that if Jake Paul defeated Ben Askren, that I would admit publicly on my podcast that Jake Paul is a real fighter. However, I don't believe that it was a legitimate fight that took place between Jake Paul and Ben Askren, because I believe that Ben Askren was paid to take a dive for Jake Paul. Because here's the thing, like this fight took place on Triller Fight Club. It wasn't, sanctioned by the World Boxing Commission or anything like that, This took place on Triller Fight Club. So there was a lot of money involved and a lot of celebrities involved in this whole thing. Snoop Dogg, Pete Davidson, Ice Cube, there was a lot of celebrity involvement with this. A lot of money was bet on this fight. Hell, Snoop Dogg even bet $2 million on Jake Paul. So who's to say that this fight wasn't fixed? So therefore, I'm not ready to call Jake Paul a legitimate real fighter yet. Until Jake Paul can actually defeat somebody who is in shape, who is not bribed to take a dive for him, until those things happen, Jake Paul, in my opinion, is not a real fighter. So, I mean, people can call me a hypocrite if you want. I don't give a fuck. But I believe that the Ben Askren Jake Paul fight was fixed, and hell, even Ben Askren admitted that he only did it for the money. Did it for nothing else. It wasn't about defending the MMA, UFC. He did it for the fucking money. So, yeah, so there you go. All right, now I gotta talk about some issues that I've had with Anchor and Stripe. And, they're probably not going to be really thrilled about me saying this, but I have to say it because I've been dealing with this for almost a month. And I haven't brought it up. I've been real professional. I've been trying to get the situation resolved. But basically, what happened was Stripe deactivated my account. And basically, Anchor uses Stripe for payouts, because I earn money from this podcast with my sponsorship and everything like that. And, well, I mean, Stripe, for some reason, deactivated my account. And I didn't know what happened. I tried to, reach out to them. I reached out to Stripe via Twitter. And I didn't really get anywhere. They try to blame Anchor, saying that I needed to get a hold of them because my account was created through them, and Anchor blamed Stripe. So I'm like, come on, man. Like, I'm trying to get the situation resolved. And then they did some deeper digging, and they determined that my account was flagged for fraudulent activity. And basically what and it clicked in my mind what exactly happened, because I had listener support enabled on my podcast, which means that anybody can donate a fixed amount to my show, whether that be $1, $5, or $10. And while there was this guy on Twitter, not gonna say who he is, Well, actually, I think I will, so that way people can be on the lookout for this dude, because I don't want people to kind of fall into the same situation that I was involved in. So yeah, let me look up his name real quick. Okay, Jerdon Kitts. Yeah, Jerdon Kitts, and his Twitter handle is @Jerdon. So basically, Jerdon here. I don't know if he where he's from. He might be from a foreign country. I don't know. And I mean that doesn't make a difference, but I'm just saying, you know. Like, he sent me a direct message on Twitter, and this was about a month ago. You know, this is when I first moved my podcast to Anchor. And all of a sudden, I had about, you know, 10 monthly supporters. And they all donated $10. And come to find out, it was Jordan here who made all these accounts. And I thought to myself, I'm like, well, damn, you know, thank you, dude. You know, like, I appreciate that, you know. You know, because they only allow you to donate that, you know, $10 at the most. So, and he wanted to give me $100, and he explained why he did that. Now, it's all part of a big scam where basically he would offer to pay you $1,000 a day. And then when it's time to cash out, he gets 50%. Now, I knew right then and there, you know, this is a fucking scam, you know. But, you know, I was cool about it. I said, you know, no thanks, dude. You know, I'm not interested, you know. And he's like, all right, no problem. You know, keep the money. So I went on about my business and stuff like that. And, just went about my business. So, and then this whole situation with Stripe came up and everything like that, and then I messaged him, and I was like, dude, you got my fucking account flagged. And he was trying to deny it, saying like, oh no, it was all legitimate, blah blah blah. But just, yeah, if somebody fucking makes you this bogus offer, don't do it, you know. Yeah, don't fucking fall for it. It's all bullshit, you know, and it's all a big scam. And yeah, like, how you never know, like, how they could be trying to, like, fucking funnel, like, fucking drug money or something like that, you know, or some kind of shit. I know that sounds ridiculous in theory, but, you know, just like, what if, you know, I mean, there's a whole lot of scams going on online that people have got to see through, you know, because here's the thing, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is, you know. So yeah, never just believe somebody when they say like, oh yeah, you'll be able to make all this money and you'll be fucking, you know, yeah, you'll be set, you know. No, don't fucking believe that shit, you know, don't. But now here we are after almost a month. The situation has been resolved with my Stripe account. It's now re-enabled, so now I can cash out my podcast funds finally. The only thing that I'm just dissatisfied about, and if Stripe and Anchor are upset with me saying this, then oh well, was the lack of customer support. You know, like, there was just a lot of miscommunication, a lot of blaming the other person. I'm like, just resolve the issue, you know, like, put, like, you, here's the thing, like, instead of putting the blame on somebody, let's work to a solution here. You know what I'm saying? Let's work towards a solution instead of blaming the other person, okay? You know, I'm a pretty reasonable guy, you know? But, you know, there's only so much that I can take, you know? And I was about there, you know, to my tipping point with this whole situation, you know? How I was threatening to get a lawyer involved. You know, I threatened to move my podcast somewhere else, man, because I'm entitled to that money, you know? And I had nothing to do with what happened. You know, so if you're looking to make a podcast and on Anchor, be careful about enabling listener support. Because, yeah, you don't want the same thing that happened to me to happen to you, you know, and then you got to go through the same process that I went through. So I'm hoping that in the future with Anchor, if I decide to stay with them, that they will have options for PayPal and to cash out your funds, you know, because PayPal more secure, you know, and I'm less likely to be hassled, you know, with that. But for now, I have disabled listener support on Anchor. So, yeah, you guys cannot, you know, support me right now on Anchor, and I apologize. It's just for my own, you know, safety and just to make sure that what happened doesn't happen again, you know. So right now I'm only, you know, earning through my sponsorship, which is fine. But that is a situation that has transpired. So therefore, you know, you just got to be cautious about who you deal with on the internet.
There has been some awesome guests on the podcast as of late, such as Keith the Singer, Boy NBN, Nonchalantly Zay, Mac Montana, Sean Schuyler, and Matt Hall of Inner Outlines. Go back in the show's archives to listen to those interviews.
Of Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather, their fight has been confirmed. It'll be on June the 6th. Yeah, Floyd Money Mayweather and Logan Paul will officially fight on June the 6th at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. So yeah, this is going to be big. This is going to be a big drawing card here for boxing. And yeah, it's going to be definitely big, you know. But like I said months ago, you know, when this fight was originally talked about, I'm hoping that Floyd Mayweather knocks Logan Paul the fuck out in the first round, you know. Now, I know I said that about Ben Askren and Jake Paul, but now Logan's going up against one of the greatest of all time. This man has never been defeated in his boxing career. 50-0, never been beaten, Floyd Mayweather. Now, Logan doesn't stand a chance in defeating Floyd Mayweather, dude. But if by some act of God, you know, Logan Paul defeats Floyd Mayweather, then you know the fight was fixed, you know, and that's a whole other thing. You know, like, people are debating on whether or not this fight is bad for boxing. I think having fixed fights is what's hurting the sport of boxing, you know, because I believe wholeheartedly that the Ben Askren Jake Paul fight was fixed. But, you know, Logan Paul, we'll see how he fares against Floyd Mayweather. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, I don't think Logan's going to last very long, dude. I mean, I think he'll be lucky if he survives 3 to 5 rounds with Floyd. You know, I mean, Floyd might try to, you know, toy with him a little bit, you know, kind of just, you know, strain the fight along, you know, for the purpose of, you know, pay-per-view buys and all that shit. But in the end, we all know what's going to happen, dude. Floyd Mayweather is going to knock him the fuck out, dude. You know, I don't think Logan Paul is going to stand a chance, dude. I mean, here's the thing. You know, when Floyd Mayweather fought Conor McGregor, you know, that was a legitimate fight, you know, because Conor McGregor, UFC fighter, you know, and Conor McGregor trained for this fight with Floyd, and hell, Conor McGregor went 7 rounds with Floyd Mayweather. You know, Conor got some good shots in, you know, but in the end, it was Floyd who was victorious, man. And now, this YouTube fucker, Logan Paul, thinks he stands a chance against Floyd Mayweather, dude. He doesn't stand a chance, dude. There's no fucking way that Logan Paul wins here, man. You know? But we're going to find out June the 6th at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, you know, how this fight is going to go. All right, let's let's talk about Big Sean. Because Big Sean has trended on Twitter. And, you know, there's a debate going on whether or not Big Sean is actually a good rapper. You know, I'll read some tweets here. This dude said that Big Sean slander is really unnecessary. One said that who's the worst rapper you ever heard and why? It is Big Sean. Me looking at y'all saying Big Sean isn't a good rapper when I can think of five rappers off the top of my head that are 100% worse. Big Sean is actually a better rapper now than he was back in 2011, 2013. Once he dropped Dark Sky Paradise in 2015, he started to get better and better. Big Sean slander? Yeah, it must be a slow news week, because nah. yeah, I really think that's what it is, to be honest. You know, I really think that, you know, people just start trends and they want to talk shit, you know, because in my opinion, Big Sean is a good rapper. You know, he really is. I mean, I like his flow. I like his lyrical content, you know. I mean, yeah, when he started in his career, yeah, you know, all he rapped about was money and cash and, you know, and hoes, you know, like the majority of the rappers do. But, you know, Big Sean, he evolved, you know. Big Sean evolved, and the true artists evolve over time. You know, look at Lil Wayne, you know, and his evolution. You know, look at Eminem and how he's evolved over time. You know, like, you gotta look at an artist, and that you have to see their evolution over time. And I think Big Sean has definitely evolved over time with his lyrics and his music. You know, and I think Big Sean, you know, he is a good rapper.
It's time for a social media plug. Be sure to follow Cody on Twitter and Instagram at the Cody Springer. You can also like this podcast's Facebook, which is facebook.com/the Cody Springer Show. Now let's get back to the podcast.
All right, let's talk about the NFL draft. I'm not going to get into every single pick, you know, but I just want to start off by saying that I think the stage for the NFL draft was too fucking big, you know, and I think it was very unnecessary having those bands and musical acts there. Like, it's the fucking draft, dude. Like, why are we turning the NFL draft into such a big event, dude? Because, to be honest, half of these damn kids aren't going to make it in the NFL. I'm just being honest, you know? And that's the thing. I want these kids to succeed, you know, that are coming out of the draft this year. Yeah, I want them to succeed at the highest level possible. But I have to be real. You know, I have to be real, and I have to, you know, give my honest opinion here. Half these kids probably won't make it in the NFL, you know? And that's just the reality of the NFL. It's a very competitive league, and, you know, and someone who's good last year may not be good this year. You know, that's just how the NFL is. But I want to break down some of the picks here. Trevor Lawrence goes to the Jaguars, number one overall pick. I mean, this was a foregone conclusion. You know, we knew for months that Trevor Lawrence was more than likely going to be the number one overall pick and go to the Jaguars. You know, I believe that, you know, Coach Urban Meyer has a plan, you know, and it definitely included, Trevor Lawrence from, I think, probably the jump, you know, because Urban Meyer comes in here to the Jaguars. He knows he has the number one overall pick. He sees Trevor Lawrence and he's like, all right, that is going to be the future of this team. He's going to be drafted, you know. And, yeah, so Trevor Lawrence, you know, he is now the quarterback of the future for the Jaguars. And, you know, they drafted, you know, Etienne, who played running back. You know, he played on the same team Trevor Lawrence did. So they were reunited, and, you know, those guys are probably going to be the new faces of that Jaguars offense. And that's the thing, like, they say that Urban Meyer is not going to put that pressure on Trevor Lawrence to start week one. And I thought to myself, bull fucking shit, dude. He was drafted number one overall. He's going to start week one. It's a foregone conclusion. This is going to be their guy going forward, at least for the next 3 years, because, they're going to have to give Trevor Lawrence that time to develop and to polish his skills, because this guy, was the top quarterback in college football last season, and that's the thing. Like, I put it out there on Twitter, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, but that's the thing. When the Jaguars did make it official that they were drafting Trevor Lawrence, and I said it. And like I said before, I meant no disrespect when I said this, but Trevor Lawrence, will he be the next great quarterback? Or will he be douched out of the league in 3 to 4 years? And people probably thought, wow, that was real disrespectful. But being honest, I gotta be honest, because you've seen so many quarterbacks in this league come in out of college and they've been busts, like Brady Quinn, Jamarcus Russell, Tim Tebow, yeah, fucking Tim Tebow, and then there's other quarterbacks too that have been hyped up and they didn't make it in the NFL. So is Trevor Lawrence gonna be one of those guys? I hope not. I would love to see Trevor Lawrence step up and be successful, become the next great quarterback in the NFL that takes the league by storm. I love to see it, but until he steps out on that field week one, and we're just gonna have to see what happens. And then the next pick I want to talk about is Trey Lance. He was the third quarterback taken in the draft. He went to the 49ers, number three overall pick. I like what Trey Lance brings to the table. In my opinion, he reminds me of Russell Wilson. So yeah, he could very, well be the next Russell Wilson, if he plays his cards right. And Jimmy Garoppolo, his days are officially numbered. I mean, he might have the starting job for now, but Trey Lance is coming for that ass, dude. So yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, man, he better start stepping up, dude, because his days are numbered. I really thought that going into the draft that Jimmy Garoppolo was gonna be traded back to the New England Patriots, because that's the thing. Like, Jimmy G, he was supposed to be Tom Brady's replacement. The plan was, at least in Bill Belichick's mind, that when Tom Brady retires, that Jimmy G was going to take over for Tom and be the quarterback of the future. But Tom Brady didn't fucking like that shit, and he went to the owner of the Patriots, Bob Kraft, and got him traded to San Francisco. So yeah, man. But nope, it looks like the Patriots are not gonna be getting Jimmy G. So what happens now? What happens with Jimmy Garoppolo? Will he be the week one starter for the San Francisco 49ers? And he might be the starter week one, but I don't know if he will finish the year in 2021 as a starter of the 49ers. I really think they are banking on Trey Lance here to be their guy. Maybe next season. Maybe Trey Lance, this will be his team next season. Maybe he comes in, he learns under Jimmy G, and then next season, Jimmy G's gone, and it's Trey Lance's team. We'll just have to see. Justin Fields went to the Bears at number 11 overall. And that's the thing. Like, Justin Fields, in my opinion, has been betted against by everybody. People have made criticisms of Justin Fields, and I think he's going to prove a lot of people wrong, man. You know, the Bears, you know, they, I think that they're banking on Justin Fields to be their guy of the future, you know. I know they signed Andy Dalton. You know, they parted ways with Mitchell Trubisky and Nick Foles, and it looked like, you know, Andy Dalton, you know, was gonna be their unquestioned starter, but no. Now we have somewhat of a competition now between Justin Fields and Andy Dalton. In my opinion, Justin Fields has a lot of upside. Andy Dalton does not, you know, and that's not a slight towards him. You know, that's just how I personally feel, you know. Because Andy Dalton, last year, he had an opportunity with the Cowboys, you know. Dak Prescott got hurt, broke his ankle. Andy Dalton comes in, and, well, things kind of went to the shithole for the Dallas Cowboys. Not his fault, not blaming Andy Dalton. But right now, I just think his upside isn't very high at the moment. So, yeah, I think that, Justin Fields will be on the field a lot sooner rather than later. And then another quarterback, Mac Jones, was drafted by the Patriots, number 15 overall. Yeah, Mac Jones is going to be, what, in their opinion, the Patriots' opinion, probably the next Tom Brady. You know, Mac Jones was drafted, and Mac Jones is the prototypical pocket quarterback. You know, he's not going to scramble for 15 yards and get a first down. You know, he's not going to be a guy who's going to, you know, scramble outside the pocket and throw on the run. Mac Jones is not that type of quarterback. You know, he's a classic drop back pocket passer. You know, that is what Mac Jones is. You know, and Tom Brady, yeah, I mean, Tom Brady's been that his entire career. So, yeah, it's definitely going to work in the Bill Belichick system. You know, they re-signed Cam Newton. So then again, another quarterback controversy created. You know, is it going to be Cam or is it going to be Mac? You know, we'll just have to see what that situation brings. Then offensive tackle Alex Leatherwood got drafted by the Raiders, number 17 overall. When the pick was announced, crickets. You know, people were like, what? You know, like, see, here's the thing that Raiders fans and just people in general have to understand. You know, the Raiders general manager is a complete fuckwit. And Mike Mayock, you know, Mike Mayock, you know what Mike Mayock's job was before he was hired as the general manager of the Las Vegas Raiders? He was an analyst on NFL Network. That was his job before he took this position with the Las Vegas Raiders. So yeah, I think Mike Mayock, in my opinion, sucks as a GM. You know, he should have just stayed at NFL Network, because in my opinion, if the Raiders do not get into the playoffs this year, not only is Mike Mayock getting fired, but John Gruden's ass is fired too. So, but, you know, that it's not a knock on Alex Leatherwood. I think the Raiders definitely overdrafted. But, you know, I think he's definitely a big-bodied guy, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are saying that he might have to play guard instead of offensive tackle. So, I mean, that, I just thought to myself, I'm like, then why draft him that high if he can't play offensive tackle at this level, you know? Because offensive tackles in this league have to be more athletic these days so they can keep up with these big pass rushers. And these, because hell, like, edge rushers are becoming the hot commodity, you know? I mean, it's quarterback, and then I would argue the edge rusher is definitely, the highest property positions in the NFL, you know, because the edge rushers are interchangeable. You can line them up at outside backer and defensive end. And if they can get pressure on the quarterback, then they're definitely that much more valuable. So, yeah, I mean, and you need offensive tackles that are athletic enough to keep up with these quick rushers. Simple as that, man. And I don't know if Alex Leatherwood will be able to play on, offensive tackle. And then my Ravens, I gotta talk about them because, they actually had a pretty good draft in my opinion. They drafted probably the best slot receiver in this draft, and Rashad Bateman. I really liked that pick. And then they drafted edge rusher Jason Oweh, which I'm having some questions about that one because, Jason Oweh did not record a single sack last season. I mean, he looks like a big athletic guy, can make some tackles, and maybe he's a run-stopping linebacker. Maybe that is what his role will be. I don't know. But I mean, we're definitely going to have to have a replacement in there for Matthew Judon because he moved on in free agency with the Patriots. So maybe Jason Oweh can pick up from where Judon left off. He's younger. And yeah, man, I think there's a lot of upside with Jason Oweh. And he's going to get that proper coaching in Baltimore with Don Martindale as our defensive coordinator. So I'm excited to see what these two guys do, for my team. And yeah, man, I'm excited for sure. All right, Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson has been talked about quite a bit here on my podcast. The situation with him, and the whole sexual assault allegations have not gone away. But, I do have some audio here from Adam Schefter about Deshaun Watson's possible status for next season.
What a wild offseason for the Houston Texans. It opens with Deshaun Watson telling the team he wants them to trade him. And now it's in a situation where Deshaun Watson is facing 22 civil lawsuits alleging inappropriate conduct and sexual assault. The league is reviewing the matter. The authorities in Houston are looking at the matter. And right now it's a situation where the Texans used their first pick in the draft on a quarterback, the 67th overall selection, and they could say it's the best player on their board or whatever they want, but the fact of the matter is there are people in league circles who believe Deshaun Watson will not play this season. There are people who believe his career in Houston is over, and the Texans know they face a tremendous amount of quarterback uncertainty, which is why they used the third round pick on Davis Mills. And now you have Davis Mills joining Tyrod Taylor and Ryan Finley to give the Texans their trio of quarterbacks. And we'll hear plenty more about this particular situation as the season gets closer, Reese.
All right, so you heard it from Adam Schefter. Like league insiders believe that Deshaun Watson will not play this year. I think that's a little premature, to be honest. I mean, is it possible that the NFL will suspend Deshaun Watson for the entire season? Yes, I think it is possible. Do I think the NFL should go that direction? No. Because the Deshaun Watson situation has been messy, to say the least. I mean, there's been so much uncertainty and what's true, what's not true, both sides of the situation have, said that the other is lying, you guys know where I side. I'm siding with Deshaun Watson on the situation. I believe that he is getting fucked with on all ends of the spectrum, because I believe that the Texans organization is pissed that he demanded a trade and he went public about it. And I think the Texans are behind everything that is happening with Deshaun Watson. As Adam Schefter pointed out, Davis Mills was drafted by the Houston Texans. So the Texans are probably looking at all options. They already have Tyrod Taylor on the roster, who they sign in free agency. So, I mean, the Texans are probably looking and exploring all avenues when it comes to Deshaun Watson, you know, and what they're going to do if he's not available to play. So, therefore, you know, I would say that at this point in time, the Texans are preparing for a season without Deshaun Watson. I really think that's what they're doing right now. Because I really do think that Deshaun Watson, unfortunately, is going to have a lengthy suspension from the NFL. Could possibly go past 8 games. And I really think that's unfucking fair. But this is how the NFL is. You know, the NFL wants you to conduct yourself in a professional manner. And these allegations look bad on Deshaun Watson. So, therefore, I think the league is going to suspend him at least, in my opinion, at the minimum, 8 games. They could suspend him for the entire season. I do think that's a possibility. But I think it'd be bullshit if they did. But, you know, I do believe that Deshaun Watson will still play in the NFL at some point. You know, maybe if he gets suspended this year, then maybe next year he'll get to take the field again. You know, I really think that, you know, this whole situation that's transpired is complete horseshit. I think it's just been an assassination of one man's character. But hopefully, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, Schefter's report here isn't, you know, the case, because I would really hate to see Deshaun Watson get fucked with like this. All right, now, to close out the podcast, I'm going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Yes, I've been talking about this at least for the last several months about Aaron Rodgers, because he has been unhappy with the Green Bay Packers. And, well, Adam Schefter, you know, he's been a busy man, you know, throughout the entire draft week. And, well, Adam Schefter had this to say about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers has told certain members of the organization that he does not want to return to the Green Bay Packers. And this is an issue that has gone on throughout the course of the offseason, so much so that each of the Packers' main individual decision makers, the president, Mark Murphy, the head coach, Matt LaFleur, the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, have each taken trips out west to go meet with Aaron Rodgers, to fly out and meet with him, to see if they could change his mind and convince him to come back to Green Bay, which he does not want to do at this point in time. But to date, Aaron Rodgers has not budged. And so we have a standoff here that nobody knows exactly where it's going. And thus, the 49ers called the Green Bay Packers last night, and the Packers said, we're not trading him. And the Los Angeles Rams called in January before they traded for Matthew Stafford to see if they would trade him, and they were told no. And a short time ago, basically the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, issued this statement. As we've stated since the season ended, we are committed to Aaron in 2021 and beyond. Aaron has been a vital part of our success, and we look forward to competing for another championship with him leading our team. But the fact of the matter is, there are other members of the organization that don't know if and when Aaron Rodgers will show back up in Green Bay. He's going through a lot of change in his life right now. He's engaged to be married. He hosted Jeopardy during the offseason, has a lot of hopes, a lot of different dreams, and I don't think he's particularly happy right now being in Green Bay. And I think this dates back, ironically enough, to the draft last year, when not only did the Green Bay Packers draft a quarterback, but they traded up to draft a quarterback. And not only did they trade up to draft a quarterback, but they didn't tell him in advance that they were drafting a quarterback. And obviously, we've seen a lot of cryptic comments from Aaron Rodgers from the time the season ended to now. But it's a situation where essentially he's not happy in Green Bay. There is a standoff between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers that has gone on to now, and we don't know how this is going to wind up.
All right, so you heard it from Adam Schefter, ESPN. You know, so Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. You know, he is unhappy with the team. And, yeah, he's told people that he's not going to be returning for this season, you know. And, yeah, man, I mean, this situation has definitely escalated to the level that Green Bay did not want it to escalate to. And now Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. You know, he is done. He, you know, in his mind right now, Aaron Rodgers does not want to play for the Green Bay Packers in 2021. So now, what needs to happen? Well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers apparently has three teams that he would like to be traded to, that being the Raiders. The Raiders already have a franchise quarterback in Derek Carr. You know, they have stayed committed to Derek Carr, but, you know, I mean, hell, I mean, maybe, just maybe, maybe the Packers swap quarterbacks. You know, maybe the Raiders give up a couple first-round draft picks and Derek Carr in exchange for Aaron Rodgers. You know, that, you know, Aaron Rodgers could definitely take the Las Vegas Raiders to that next level in their division, you know. And I definitely think, you know, Rodgers is that guy that could do that. And then there's another team talked about and then that he would like to be traded to, and that is the Denver Broncos. The Broncos, I mean, yeah, Rodgers would definitely make them 1,000 times better, for sure. But the problem with Denver right now is, you know, they already have a quarterback situation, a controversy as it is, because they have Drew Lock, who has been subpar at best for Denver. And then they traded for Teddy Bridgewater. You know, Teddy Bridgewater was traded to the Broncos in exchange for a sixth-round draft pick. So, that, you know, Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater will be competing, more than likely, for the starting quarterback position. But if they got Aaron Rodgers, then, well, shit, then Teddy Bridgewater going to be highly upset, you know, because, I mean, that's the thing. Teddy Bridgewater is not taking a back seat anymore. You know, he had the job in Carolina, and then the Panthers decided to say, well, fuck you, we're going to trade for Sam Darnold. You know, we're going to get Sam Darnold from the Jets, and we're shipping you off to Denver. You know, so Teddy Bridgewater is not going to take a back seat to anybody anymore, you know. But I don't think that, you know, I just think if he went to Denver, it would kind of be, you know, similar to what he's been dealing with in Green Bay. Yeah, he could get him into the playoffs. You know, he could take him to the AFC Championship game. But I don't believe the Broncos are a Super Bowl caliber team, even if they did have a guy like Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And then there's the San Francisco 49ers. That is Aaron Rodgers' childhood team right there. You know, he wanted the 49ers to draft him years ago, but instead they took Alex Smith. And, well, you know how Alex Smith's career panned out. And, yeah, but I think Rodgers would love it if he was traded to his, you know, hometown team, his childhood favorite team. But, you know, the 49ers already called about his availability, and they were told no. And besides, you know, the 49ers already have a hell of a, you know, a quarterback situation on their hands already with Jimmy Garoppolo, who I talked about, and Trey Lance. So I think trading for Aaron Rodgers at this point is out of the question. So I don't know. And the Packers, you know, they have a hard stance right now saying they're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers. You know, they're going to try to work through the situation. And but, oh, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, man, if he's not traded, he could decide to say, well, you know what? Fuck it. I'm retiring. You know, I'm going to retire from the NFL. You know, I mean, I'm going to host Jeopardy. You know, because that's the thing. Like, he, you know, wants to be the new host of Jeopardy. You know, he's been doing that here lately, being the guest host of Jeopardy. And, yeah, so Rodgers, is exploring his options right now. You know, he clearly probably doesn't need to play football anymore. You know, I'm pretty sure that he's financially set as it is. So maybe it'd be time for Rodgers to pursue different things outside of football, you know. And, you know, I think it's really unfortunate that it's come down to this. It really has, you know. And all started last year when Green Bay drafted Jordan Love. You know, they drafted Jordan Love, and that pissed Aaron Rodgers off because they that pretty much sent a message saying that, well, we just drafted our quarterback of the future in Jordan Love. Well, and Aaron Rodgers, that gave him the motivation and filled him with enough piss and vinegar to have an MVP season. And then he took the Packers to the NFC Championship game against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they lost. And I think the writing was on the wall after that game that Aaron Rodgers was not going to come back to the Green Bay Packers. And I think, and that's why we're in the situation that we're in right now. So, yeah, I will definitely keep up to date with the story, and hopefully something huge happens, you know, whether Rodgers gets traded, whether or not he retires. We'll have to wait and see. All right, guys, that'll conclude this episode of the Cody Springer Show. Stay tuned for episode 100, where I'll be giving you the best moments of the Cody Springer Show. And, yeah, man, 100 episodes of this show. Thank you to my fans, friends, supporters. Love y'all. Take care. Peace.